do you have to say for yourself?
I'm sorry. So sorry.
We're going to get in trouble for that. That's definitely trademarked.
Oh, is it?
Oh, I'm sure. Distinctly recall you saying, I don't think there's any weird sexual assault-y stuff in this.
Yep.
What?
Yep.
When's the last time you saw this movie?
Apparently I have sexual assault blindness when it comes to Stuart Gordon movies.
I think we need to talk about how Stuart Gordon loves weird old man scientists sexually assaulting beautiful young women.
Specifically Barbara Crampton.
Specifically Barbara Crampton.
I mean, in the pantheon of the assaults that Stuart Gordon has done to Barbara Crampton, this is a little lower down.
This is also a Charles Band film.
Yeah, your boy.
I mean, high highs, low lows with C Band here.
And the music is by Dickie Band, so you get the whole band clan back together.
That's right.
First note, watching this with ads, to my chagrin.
I was watching it on my laptop, I realized that I could bump the ads up to like five times the speed. Yeah, it was pretty great.
Wow.
Yeah.
What were you watching the movie at?
Freevee?
No. What speed were you watching the movie?
1.4. I had to do it this morning. I don't think I missed much.
It's a slow burn, as the kids say.
I slowed it down to see Ken Foree's penis in those red wet shorts.
Oh, Ken Foree.
Oh.
So this movie starts off. Oh, we're doing From Beyond by Stuart Gordon. Based on H.P. Lovecraft, which should be in the closest of quote books.
I have not read From Beyond, but this has, I mean, it feels plausibly Lovecraftian.
So the thing with the resonator that allows you to see the monsters that lurk in our world that we cannot see is the story.
Okay.
Pretty much the entirety of the story. There's not much to the story.
Okay.
But it's a creepy idea.
Sure.
Like that you could suddenly see things that are around you all the time,
like
that then bite you on the face.
Salamanders?
Flying eels?
Yeah. Little jellyfishes?
Little jellyfish with bitey mouths?
Yeah. But so they put in, Stuart Gordon added all of the like Hellraiser pleasure and pain shit.
Yeah.
At one point I was just like, fuck you, Pinhead. Get out of here with that.
It's definitely Heckraiser.
Heckraiser, yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like, well, what if I just like J-O'd in the corner while I beat myself?
I love that that's the dumbed down version of Hellraiser for you. Flagellating while jerking off in the corner of your own bedroom.
In the most like low stakes sex dungeon I've ever seen.
Yep. It's just a towel on the floor and a cat of nine tails. Oh boy.
With Garfield's face on it.
Oh my god, yes. On the handle or on each of the
on the handle.
On the handle, yeah. Does he look disapproving?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
It says, I hate Mondays and this. So Jeffrey Combs is doing computer.
Oh my God, the 1986 version of high tech is so fucking funny. It's a cardboard box with a switch on it.
There's so many more switches than there are now.
Yeah, it's true.
So we see he gets the tuning forks to make some beautiful colors.
Mm-hmm.
The most mysterious of all colors.
Mm-hmm.
Purple.
Purple. Making an orb. Mm-hmm. The most mysterious of shapes. Mm. Orbs.
And he can now see these creatures, which I just dubbed skin eels.
Yeah, he creates the orb. The orb creates wind and a salamander, biting salamander.
And he goes and finds his co-worker, Dr. Edward Pretorius.
Who is giving full-on like lech vibes just from the jump. I don't know if it's his chest hair.
Yeah, it's his chest hair.
It's his chest hair, okay.
I can confirm it is his chest hair.
He opens the door and you're like, I don't know.
And Jeffrey Combs is like, oh my God, it's happening. And the guy's like, oh, is it? Oh, we gonna do this?
So Crawford, who is Jeffrey Combs.
Yes.
His
Crawford Tillinghast, have some respect.
I'm not going to say that a single time.
Crawford. Yeah.
This thing seems to give him a headache.
Yeah.
But it gives Pretorius like a full-on orgasm right there in front of his friend. Okay. Crawford yells, "Shut it off," and he goes, "Never!" Which I liked quite a bit.
There's so much more I want to see.
I want to see more than any man has ever seen, which gave me real, like, I thought about, like, nah, I don't want that. This interests me not at all. But I'm real, like, I'd like to boldly go where no man has gone before, but I'll probably just stay in Pittsburgh.
Well, what if that place you could boldly go was just like pervert town?
Yeah, it definitely is just a pervert town. Pervert and also just like goopy man.
So much goop. Oh my God. So yeah. The windows blow out. Don't worry, they'll blow out a few more times.
They keep replacing those. I don't know who's doing it. Who's in charge of this? Pretorius. It's his house.
I guess. He's got just like a standing order with a window repairman.
We do see a sign later that it's the Pretorius Foundation. So yeah. Perhaps he has a maintenance person.
And it also looks like the House of Seven Gables.
Yeah, it's not very cozy or something, as Ken Foray says later.
And surprisingly, there are neighbors close enough to be Nebby.
Yes, there are many neighbors, as we see later. But we first meet this woman who is meant to be like, oh, she's such a pain in the ass. She's always calling the cops. Yeah. But like, they're being really fucking loud and doing something weird up there. Oh. So she goes over there with her dog, Bunny.
Yeah, which is funny because her real name is Muddy.
The actor. Oh, yeah. I love that. But yeah. I also just love the idea of naming any animal after another animal that it is not.
Her name is Bunny Summers.
Like having a puppy named Kitty Cat.
I never even thought about that a bunny is a thing. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. It's a different animal.
Bird, get over here.
Yeah. I do know a dog named Birdie. Our mutual friend has a dog named Birdie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, there you go.
I have a dog named after a fruit. This is just all coming together.
What, Miller Lite? Miller Time. You're going to name her Miller Time. Yeah. They throw that dog out the window. I'm so tired of these movies throwing dogs out windows. I feel like we've had a number of them lately.
Sure. Well, no. In defense of the Friday the 13th movie, that dog jumped out.
Okay, that's right. But somebody did throw that dog out the window, like in the making, in the production.
Oh my God. Their address is 666 Pretorius Street.
Benevolent Street. Which is what? What? I don't get this at all. There's an axe through the door at the woman, the neighbor.
Yeah, seemingly just to open the door.
Yeah. And Crawford comes running out. The cops are now there and they just arrest him for not, for running out of his home.
He's got that vibe, though.
Does he?
So, side note, quick diversion.
Yeah.
This must have just been a hotel or something, or a motel.
Molliday Inn. It's a place where you go to raves.
Because like the interior decor was just like a Betsy Ross flag and then like a children's don't tread on me flag.
Yeah. Oh, that was a children's don't
tread on me? It looked like a child had drawn it. Like,
I've never seen that design for a don't tread on me flag before. Yeah.
But I was really amusing myself by imagining a 90s pop punk guy saying don't tread on me, but saying don't tread on me.
Where are you from?
You know, they can't pronounce me for some reason.
May.
May.
It's gonna be May. Wow, that's even pop.
Yeah, so he gets arrested. And we see Bunny the dog eating the severed neck of Dr. Pretorius.
Yes, she's licking a twisted stump of a neck, which is good.
Yeah.
Looks great.
Opening credits.
Yep.
Which are just set over high contrast maggots.
Yeah. Oh, maggots.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we come back into the story already in progress. We meet Barbara Crampton.
Yeah.
She's a psychiatrist.
Dr. Barbara Crampton.
And she meets Dr. Enemy. Yeah. I don't know what that lady's name is. Doesn't matter.
She has a ridiculous name. Dr. Block.
Dr. Block.
Richard Block. Yes.
They're doing a sick Dr. Burns at each other.
Yeah. It's so stupid.
And so this is at a facility for people who have schizophrenia.
Sure.
And they are disagreeing on how schizophrenia should be treated. Mm-hmm. Barbara Crampton's walking around looking in the window.
Yeah, just window shopping for crazy people.
Window shopping for crazy people, but also acting very uncomfortable for someone who supposedly has a way to work with mental patients that's better than this. Ugh. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I will say this movie, I think, had, this is 1986.
Yeah.
what was it, 1989 for Silence of the Lambs, something like that?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, so they, you know, this movie has a dude masturbating in a cell just like Silence of the Lambs. Pretty sure Silence of the Lambs ripped off this movie.
Probably.
Yeah, I think there's some strong From Beyond references.
Silence of the Lambs as a remake of From Beyond.
H.P. Lovecraft's Silence of the Lambs.
Well, he does have to wear that thing over his face that kind of looks like a bitey jellyfish. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to figure out if Crawford can stand trial for murder.
Yeah.
Because somehow they're going to try to prove to a jury of his peers that he murdered Dr. Pretorius with his swirly neck.
Yeah, by twisting his head clean off.
I guess so. He's not that buff.
No one is.
No!
She's like, I loved your writings when you were working at Miskatonic University.
Yeah, Miskatonic University.
And then he says that they've been working on a thing to stimulate the pineal gland.
Right.
Which has always made me chuckle because I'm a child and it's real close to penis.
Pineal. Yeah.
And he's like, something about the terrifying creatures that came out and they bit off Pretorius's head like a gingerbread man.
Like a gingerbread man. Yeah, he says he destroyed the resonator because it came. And she says, what came? And he doesn't answer. And I was like, what, Dr. Pretorius came? Turns out he did not. Yeah, so Barbara Crampton says to Dr. Enemy, let's do a CAT scan on him. And Dr. Enemy goes, why? I don't know, because you're a fucking doctor, maybe? And you have a machine right there, apparently, to do it?
Fine, but I'm going to smoke the entire time we're doing the CAT scan.
I mean, how cool is she?
And they find out that his pineal gland is growing.
Right.
And it's, somebody's like, well, isn't that, like, doesn't that stimulate your sex drive or something?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What if your brain had a dick?
I think most men's do. Because when that thing comes out of their forehead, it's definitely a penis, yeah, right? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hundo P.
Oh, yeah.
So her grand idea, Dr. Barbara Crampton.
She's a dummy.
I love that the outfit they put her in is just like, well, she's just going to take those glasses off and shake out her ponytail, right? Like, that's just going to happen at some point.
I love her glasses. And yes.
Her glasses are so 80% of her cheek can read. Yeah. They're so big.
Yeah. So she is going to take him back to Pretorius's house.
What are they
going to
do there?
They're going to rebuild the resonator. They're going to redo the experiment.
What?
Yeah. She believes in the resonator, but yeah. I do not know why.
I think she just wants to be horny.
Yeah, maybe. She saw that big pineal gland and was like, I want a big pineal gland.
But she's that thing.
Gonna take with her a cop.
Yeah, she gets assigned a police officer in a van.
Bubba. He's like, I used to play pro football. We were all crazy. Got drunk, right? Bites into an apple, and then it cut to commercial. And I just sat there like,
dumbfounded.
Why is my life this?
I mean, it, like, had he bitten an orange like that, I'd be like, yeah, well, obviously you're a little crazy. That's how you eat an apple.
That's how
dog.
You eat an apple. Like, he bites it for effect.
Dramatic apple eating is a note I have. Did you get the feeling that the movie just kept playing while the commercials were
yes,
going?
Yes, I did. I very much did. Yeah. Even though I was fast forwarding them, I was like, I'm missing something here.
So we're back to the Pretorius house.
They're inside, and in the foreground, Crawford and Bubba are looking at some cables, some power cables that have been, like, duct taped together. In the background, though, Barbara Crampton is just running her hand down a wall. Why?
Get the vibes in the house. You do that every time you come to my home. You have to get the vibes.
I'm not a medical doctor.
She's doing, like, what is that, the thing from Face Off where they do like the face waterfall.
Face waterfall
on the wall.
What did you learn from this, Dr. Crampton?
Yeah. Oh my God.
No.
Ken
okay.
Foray has, I'm sorry, I have to say
no,
this real
please.
Quick.
Please.
Ken Foray has brought no weights but a weight bar with him.
Look, he's got to keep his pump. I don't get this scene because she's touching the wall. He's yeah. looking at the power cable. They turn and say something to each other. And when they turn around, Crawford is gone.
Uh-huh.
Are we meant to believe the lights are off?
Oh, I don't know.
Because the lights are on, but they are like, oh, maybe he went to get the circuit breaker or whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought, do you mean to tell me this was the dark? And that's how you lost a man in a house who was a foot from you? What? Are you okay? I think this is over. This is the end for Alan.
The next scene where Ken Foray is just standing in the low-grade sex dungeon.
Yeah, and it's so punko. It's so cheap. You got all of this at Adult Mart.
And yeah, Club Risque was going out of business. So you were able to pick up a bunch of stuff. So he's just standing there watching a porn tape that Dr. Pretorius has made where he's just whipping a woman with her boobs out.
Which was very, that John Carpenter movie. Wait, was it the John Carpenter movie?
Are you thinking of Videodrome?
Videodrome. Yeah, yes, yeah, not. Yeah, yeah. Those were very similar.
Sure. Yeah. Well, Ken Foray does have a Pittsburgh connection, so yeah.
Does he?
Well, he's in Dawn of the Dead.
Right. Yeah. This movie is stars like Alan Ambulance All-Stars.
Because it stars four people.
Yeah. And you love all of them. Although I don't know how you feel about chest hair over there.
Ted something or other. So he's upstairs watching this porno and Barbara Crafter comes in. He's like, yeah, look at this. Pretty wild, huh? Pretty kinky stuff.
So he was a BDSM guy because reasons. They go up into the room where the resonator is. And at that moment, Crawford charges out with the axe. Why did he wait for them to come in to use the axe on the resonator if his goal was to break it? Why does he have to have dramatic effect?
I don't know. Can you have dramatic effect and be wearing a beige sweater at the same time?
No, you may not.
There's a chalk outline of Pretorius's body and it just cut off where the head should be, and for some reason it was fucking hilarious to me, because later when there's one for Ken Foray and they drew a real tiny leg where his leg disappeared. It's so funny, but I think it's supposed to be funny. I think Stuart Gordon knew that he knew what he was doing.
That does seem funny.
Yeah.
But I mean, Bubba's character is just, I mean, at this point he's like, Bubba hungry, Bubba eat. Okay.
And he goes and makes beef stew with dumplings, but there's almost no stew.
Yeah, big dumplings, no stew. But also Barbara Crampton has fallen asleep on the job of watching the mental patient. He used to bring beautiful women here, but it always ended with screaming. Like, was it non-consensual or were you just jealous? We don't ever find out.
We don't ever find out.
No.
I have a note that's after. I have, hell yeah, beef stew with dumplings. I do love making a seitan beef stew with dumplings.
Sounds farty.
And then followed by, don't move into the field of the vibrations.
Yes. They can sense you in the field of vibration. They see you if you move like a fucking T-Rex.
Yeah. Okay. Sexy T-Rex.
Yeah.
T-Sex. So they start the machine back up.
Yeah.
And
stay still, dipshits. They do not stay still.
Pretorius calls out to Crawford Tillinghast. And he comes out of the shadows. And he's backlit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's so hirsute.
He's so wet. So wet. He's wetter than you would be if you just climbed out of the pool. I don't know how they got him wetter than wet.
He's wetter than he would be if he just was birthed by his mother.
Yes.
He's just covered in like a viscous liquid.
He's full nude. He's like, touch me if it pleases you. And also, here is my penis.
And then so they touch him and his skin is like Play-Doh.
He's made of Play-Doh and rips his face off and it looks real dookie, but the dookies turn into snakes, I guess, and then his head pops off and blows a load everywhere and then maybe is a jellyfish IDK. That was my stream of consciousness.
I really loved when his face was just like shimmery snakes. I thought that looked great.
You mean before they stuck out or after they stuck out? No,
when they're sticking out.
Okay, when they're lying down, it looks horrendous. And I generally do like the monster design in this. Like immediately prior to this, Bubba has seen one of the jellyfishes sort of come at him. Jellyfishes? Or is the plural of jellyfish?
Well, fish is plural. Fish can be plural. Yeah. So just jellyfish.
Jellyfishes. Jellyfishes is coming at him and bites him, and I think the like mouth biting bit is really, really good.
Yeah. I'm on board. I feel like the special effects, like that, it's all practical. Yeah. Looks really nice, really gross. When the monster later has a huge dumper and tiny legs, it's very funny.
Yeah, Ken Foray barfs, but I thought he was barfing blood, but he wasn't. I think it was stew.
It was the stewiator.
Later. Yeah, I like that.
But Babs is exhilarated. She's making breakfast and she's so pumped.
She just fucking wants to fuck.
And they're talking about how it affected them, and like, Crawford's like, I've had a headache all night. And Babs is like, I felt exhilarated. And Ken Foray goes, well, what about this hard-on that I have?
What about it, Bubba? Like, is he saying, like, whose problem is this? Who's gonna fix this?
Like the opening to a porn film that just never, like, they can't get the clutch out, can't Mm-mm. get it started.
What about this hard on I have?
And hard on is so, I don't know, boner, no problem with it
boner
whatsoever.
Is funny because boner's funny.
It's funny, but hard on is just like, oh
yeah.
It's like when someone's like, oh, I have to go shit. I'm like, it's so aggressive. Just say you have to make a boom boom.
Make a boom boom. So that sounds like fucking to me. Oh, we're gonna make boom boom.
I feel like you should own a lot of Betty Boop t-shirts if you say that.
Yeah. Oh, and definitely have a tattoo on my ankle of the Boop herself.
You go, or just two cherries on the stem.
What is that thing with Betty Boop tattoos?
I don't know.
What is the deal?
I don't know. It's like it's like the Taz for ladies.
I gotcha.
It's a very like,
gotcha.
I don't know. I think you just lock into it at some point in your early adolescence and you're just like, all right, I'm a Betty Boop person.
Yeah. It's part of my personality.
Yeah.
What is Betty Boop's deal? What is her personality?
I don't know. Wasn't she just like huge-headed and sexy?
Great. Like, cool. I mean, Taz, at least he's got character. Spits everywhere and can spin really fast.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's like, what's up with this hard on? They're like, well, the pineal gland can cause sexual stimulation.
Total can bodily control on a molecular level. What? What? What are you fucking saying?
And then she's like, non sequiturs into the fact that her father was schizophrenic and she just doesn't want anyone else to have to go through that.
Yeah, I don't care about her motivations.
And I have the notes that that's why she's so horny for a cure.
Yeah, she's horned up for a cure. Maybe I don't like sci-fi as much as other people do, but like, I cannot stand these like pseudoscientific explanations for things. Like, maybe just don't do it at all, you know?
Maybe. So they're going to get
some. Maybe this is just bad. Maybe this is just bad.
It would just be bad. It would just be a bad movie.
It's bad. It's a bad movie.
A bad, wildly, enjoyably bad movie. So they're like eating breakfast and they're like, okay, well, I'm gonna get some rest now. And I was like, well, what have you been doing the rest of the time?
Yeah, did you, or what? Okay, fine.
Did Ken Foray just have this hard on hanging out with you all?
He must have.
It's like bopping it against the table. Like, what are we gonna do about this? I've never had one of these before.
And he's gonna be so pained up. He's gonna be so sore. So yeah, it's nighttime again.
Yeah.
Because she has to have this nightgown on.
Right, to show that she's conservative.
How would you ever sleep?
Just wrapped in fucking, what is that, taffeta?
Just
what is that?
Tip to toe.
Oh, I don't know. It seems so uncomfortable.
But don't worry, because Crawford is sleeping in his Miskatonic University shirt.
So cute.
So cute. It's
cute.
So B-Cramps goes up and turns this thing on again.
Uh-huh.
Why, though?
Because she...
She just can't jerk it without it now?
Yeah, she needs to turn on the horny machine.
Okay.
And she goes in a, you know, slowly sexually assaults Crawford.
Yeah, for not the last time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then Pretoria
shows
up.
There's a circle of sexual assault in this film.
The worst Elton John song.
The circle of sexual assault. Alan said there was none.
I think I was just thinking there's specifically no severed head cunnilingus scene in this movie.
Great. I mean, good.
It's a low bar. It's a low bar. It's a bar.
Yeah. So there's just making out now. Just making out.
Yeah. And then Pretorius shows up and he's got extra bits now.
Why are you so goopy, Edward? And why is your body that? And he says, I am more human than human or something.
More human than human.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Mm. Now something happened here where he just leaves her there.
Right. Well, Pretorius has grabbed her and says he's going to kill her.
Right.
So Crawford's like, well, I have to shut the machine off.
Got it.
So the only way I can do that is going down to the water-filled basement.
Got it.
Doy.
This whole movie, like all of the tension in this movie is based around plugging things in and then also unplugging them.
Yeah.
And sometimes
sex
flipping.
Metaphor.
Yeah. Did you ever see that shitty couple's Halloween costume that it's like the woman is an outlet and the man has like a
three-pronged
dick. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Just be Mario and Luigi like everybody else. Or in our case, Wario and Waluigi.
Oh, I have seen the one that's a man with his face covered in red and the woman's pants are covered in red.
That's tasteless.
Yes, yes. Unlike the very tasteful outlet costume.
That's gauche.
Not tasteless, just gauche.
Just gauche.
So they run into the basement. It's Crawford and
Ken
Bubba.
Ken Foray in his little tiny undies. My God, he's so hot.
He's a well put together human being.
He is put together like an action figure. You can see his entire penis when this underwear gets wet.
Have I ever told you I met both him and Jeffrey Combs at the same horror convention?
No.
Jeffrey Combs, very sweet human being, was nice. Like taking pictures, not charging people for it.
Lovely.
Ken Foray wanted to charge money for a picture.
Yeah.
Which was like, fine, that's how you gotta make
gotta
money.
Gotta make money, yeah.
He thought that I looked like my ex-wife's father. She's like, oh, you're her father?
Oh, and I was no. Like, oh, no. No, I disagree with that.
Yeah, no, yeah. 100%. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy, how awkward for Ken Foray. Weird.
So that's my Ken Foray story.
Great.
So, yeah, so they run into the basement, and there's a dick monster in the basement.
Yeah, in the water.
In the water. That is like the sandworm from Dune.
The effects are cool, but it's just like straight nasty, you know? Everything in this is nasty.
So somehow Crawford ends up in the dick mouth?
Yeah, like you do.
And when he comes out, he has
alopecia?
I think
that's called docking. No, that's something else.
Oh, you're thinking it's docking.
Is it docking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or are you thinking of sounding where you put something in the hole?
I think I'm thinking of sounding. Okay. Docking is like when you stretch the foreskin over someone else's penis, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Simba.
I'll take that out.
I think he'd be proud.
So, yeah, for some reason, the dick removes all of his hair and makes his head too big.
Vacuums his head into a different shape and all of his hair is off. And meanwhile, like... Dr. Pretorius has ripped open Barbara Crampton's top and is assaulting her and getting huge fingers.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh no, what's going to, oh, okay. But thankfully she unplugs the machine before those fingers did anything.
Yeah. Except they do grab her boobs, which is really funny because they're hard to control. But it's not funny because also I don't want to watch Barbara Crampton be sexually assaulted.
No. Oh.
Don't worry. She still wants to use the machine.
Shit. So she realizes that the problem with this is that she has to run the test alone. If someone else is here, then it's going to get nasty.
But why? What makes her believe that?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
And Ken Foray says, I've seen this in the streets.
You're acting like a junkie.
I've seen this in the streets.
Right. Well, he's urban, you see, in this film.
Fucking A.
Yeah. He's also, when he delivers this line, wearing his own football jersey recreationally. Like, he packed it and was like, I'm going to wear this on day three.
I've already mentioned I'm a footballman. They're going to later be like, oh my God, you were a footballman.
It was his jersey. It had his name on it. Bubba.
Bubba. So she's in the room with the bondage business.
Realizing she might be into BDSM.
Which is
fine.
She grabs a glove and like just starts rubbing it on her face like, and then rubbing her own titty.
I wondered if this was a reference to my favorite movie ever made. This is Spinal Tap from 1982 of Smell the Glove.
Smell the glove.
Yeah, I'm going to believe that it is. What's wrong with being sexy?
I just, like, just her lightly rubbing her boob was like, this is weird.
Yeah.
This is weird now.
Yeah, touching it to her face and just squeezing her nip, I guess. Yeah. I mean, whatever you do.
Yeah. So she dons the gay apparel of the BDSM room.
Good thing it fits her like a glove.
I am 100% surprised that we did not see her labia at any point, because those like underpants are like slipping to the side constantly.
There's nothing there. Nothing. It's her entire vulva is being held in by a dream and a whisper.
Just a unicorn kiss down there.
Yeah. She goes over to Crawford, who is lying on a bed. She's like, hi, I know you're sick and tired and scared and also covered in bruises, but like, what the fuck?
So I'm just going to grab your dick right now.
This is assault.
She goes under the covers and then tastes her fingers.
That's not a thing that people do. Like, I've never seen that as a sexy thing ever.
May I tell a quick story?
Yeah.
I'm at a bar on Bourbon Street in Louisiana.
Okay.
Have I told you the story before? And there's a younger gentleman dancing on the bar.
Okay.
In just a Speedo, tumescent. Mm-hmm. And an older gentleman goes up and sticks some money in the Speedo. Mm-hmm. And when he does, he cups the aforementioned tumescent member.
I guess that's his right. Yeah, sure. Right. Because he can treat people like...
They have a 5-minute conversation with this guy just holding, not moving his hand at all. Just holding on. Like it was the bar that he was holding himself up to so that he could talk to the gentleman.
Okay. Was the guy still like moving at
no,
all?
No,
dancing?
He had stopped.
Gyrating. Okay, he was not
I think
gyrating.
He didn't want any motion to be happening while his cock was being gripped.
Understood.
And he's talking to this gentleman, and then the conversation ends, and the guy pulls his hand out of the Speedo, walks away, lifts his hand to his face, and...
Wow. I mean...
So I have seen this type of activity before.
I guess if the dick smell gets you off.
Yeah.
And I was like, they shouldn't be really that smelly. That shouldn't be judgy. Yeah. You can smell a dick. Smell the dick.
Well, my thought was when I saw that, I was like... Oh, dudes are just gross.
Dudes are just gross, though. I mean, dudes are disgusting.
Yeah. So, yeah, she tastes her fingers and then mounts him.
Yeah.
And then that's when Bubba comes in.
And says, what the hell are you doing? And it's like, just dry humping him a bit. Just a bit. Just a little bit of dry hump.
Just between friends.
Yeah. He says, I told you to get dressed. And she goes, I did. Ma'am.
And she, at this time, I think she was still on, like, Guiding Light or something. And she very... 80s soap opera hair.
Mm-hmm. Blonde.
Blonde and like voluminous and but like very bangy.
Mm-hmm. Big bangs.
And like with the bondage gear, it just looks like the town librarian has decided to go as bondage lady for Halloween.
Yeah, she's got like a news anchor getting caught doing something vibe for sure.
So she then tries to put the moves on Bubba.
And who can blame her?
Who can blame either of them?
I can blame either of them, really.
And he says, you're asking for it, which I did not like. That's a gross thing to say.
It's a gross thing to say. But he had never intended to fuck her.
No.
He was just trying to restrain her.
He yells at her.
Gets
her the business.
She drags her in front of a mirror and says, look at yourself. Is that who you are? And she goes, I don't know. I don't know who I am.
That's why I have the note, she don't know who she am.
Yeah, she don't know who she am. Because there's also been like some magical electricity at this point that maybe has turned the machine back
on. The resonator is turning itself on.
Okay.
If you know what I mean. Wink, wink, nudge,
wink,
nudge.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. That means jerking it. He means getting rid of your big, big hard on.
What am I going to do with this hard on?
Hard on.
And so Bubba goes to turn the machine off again.
Yeah.
And there is a fly storm.
I thought it was uncooked pearl couscous. And I thought, boy, that is very dangerous because that's exactly what it looks like. And there, it looks like it appears to be sort of like slapping them in a painful way.
But sticking to them as well.
All right, if you say so.
And it was giving me Fulci vibes. I'm getting maggot storm,
which nothing will ever be that. No.
When the phone is covered in maggots and someone answers the phone anyway.
And somebody throws up because they really threw up.
Yeah.
No.
God bless you.
Better you than me.
So, for some reason, Crawford and Dr. Babs are able to get covered with the couscous and nothing happens to them.
Yeah, why is it not affecting them? Is it because they're not moving?
I guess.
Okay.
Maybe they're not horny. Who knows? No, they're
She's
both very horny.
She's very horny. I don't know if he is. Again, he's sick and tired and covered in bruises. And sleeping.
And then, Ken Foray moves, and the bugs are like, ay, 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 and they run to him, and they eat his pants off.
They do eat his pants off, which is not a sex term. They eat his pants off.
And then they eat his legs, arms, and torso, but not his head.
No, his head stays fully intact.
So Ken Foray is just in the floor, his head poking out with this funny, funny body in front of
him. It's amazing. It looks terrible, which is great and terrible.
He's just a head. Hilarious.
Oh, too bad for Bubba. Now fucking Pretorius shows up again. He just likes to come in and be like, I am the horny man. I don't know what he wants other than fucking. Like, what does he want? What is he trying to do?
The most sensuous thing you can do is know someone else's mind. Which is the thing he says multiple times.
Which is oddly insightful for that lech.
I guess, but you don't want to know, like, while you're making boom boom, as it were, if your lover's
taking
like,
a shit.
You know what's good? Kettle corn.
When this is over, I'm going to go puff some.
Kettle corn. Mm-mm, good. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I love it too, baby. Kettle corn.
Kettle corn. Shit. Did I leave the teapot on? Some real Hellraiser shit with this pleasure and pain monologue that he's delivering. I just hate it. It's just not for me.
What happens to Jeffrey Combs' pineal gland?
It pops out his forehead like a weird antenna pee-pee. It's like he's wearing one of those headbands that has like two little alien sort of bobbly things on it. But just one, and it's in the middle, and it's a penis.
Uh-huh.
Like for a bachelorette party.
His third eye dick eye.
Oh, that's right. She did say that people thought it was like a third eye.
Yeah.
It's like, that looks like a penis. Maybe you should leave. Maybe just get the fuck out of here. Like, the machine can't stop you from leaving the house, can it? It just makes you so horny you can't overcome your horniness.
What's she gonna do with this heart on?
What is she gonna do with this heart on?
So she fire extinguishes the machine to turn it off?
I think so, because electricity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't work, so she has to do it again. And she's laughing and sobbing.
So, and so am I at this point.
So Crawford is back at the hospital.
Yeah.
Commercial break. Now we're back
at
the
yes,
hospital.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. But again, it felt like we missed something. Yeah, like, but how did this scene actually end?
And Dr. Enemy is a...
A surgeon? She's also a surgeon, by the way. She's about to do surgery.
She's tugging at his pineal gland. Yeah. Just tugging it, lightly tugging it.
Yep.
I was like, what? What?
What?
What? Did you x-ray it? What are you even doing?
What are you? What's your plan here? Because it's wiggling and jiggling. It's on the move.
Calm down, Dr. Pimple Popper.
Really? And she's like about to do surgery. And the cop comes in with... Babs.
Yeah.
And she's like, fuck the surgery, I'll go out there. Like, he's under anesthesia. This is a secure, okay, sterile environment. No, I guess not. The cop is like, well, now you're her doctor. And she's like, yeah, I am your doctor. It's like, none of this.
You could just commit somebody by saying you did it.
Yeah.
And she's going to get electroshock therapy.
And all of this is because Dr. Enemy is jealous of her professionally.
Exactly.
Okay. That's lame.
Yeah.
The nurse is like, but doctor, the protocol. And she's like, the protocol is you do what I say. Blah, blah, blah. She's that bad.
Tug this guy's brain again.
Yeah. But he, in the meantime.
He being Crawford?
Crawford has gotten up.
Yeah.
Walked past a plate of food.
Uh-huh.
Picked up a handful of it.
Of cooked spinach, it looked like.
Crams it into his mouth and then just lets it drop to the floor. Blah. It was the best thing that's happened to me in the last 24 hours. I loved that. Just something about that just really made me laugh.
But then his pineal gland is blipping and blopping.
It acts as a radar for things that he wants.
And it shows him what he wants because it glows purple. The thing he wants glows purple.
Right. Okay. So we are seeing things from his perspective.
Right.
And he's like, it's so beautiful, but really it just looks like heat signatures.
Yeah.
I'm not real sure what he likes about this so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Horny.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. enemy goes looking for him and mm-hmm. finds a door that's oozing bloody liquid.
Yeah.
And he goes, she goes in there and he's eating brains.
She goes, please don't eat those.
Those aren't good for you.
She says, please don't eat those. And he goes, they're delicious. And she goes, they can make you very sick, which felt very much like a conversation I'd be having with like my child. Please don't eat those.
And it was like, wait, suddenly this woman is very compassionate.
Yeah. This is the conversation you have with your child when they find something in the car that they've dropped and they're going to eat it now. But, but mom, it's good. No. No.
How does their conversation end?
He eats her brain.
He sucks her eyeball out.
Eats her brain.
Luckily, Babs does not get shock treatment.
Right. They, at the last possible moment,
all the nurses are called out of the room.
Yes. And she hits the doctor who was going to do the electroshock with the hanging light fixture. And escapes in a van.
Yeah.
Which she drives down an alley and then an ambulance backs up that alley. And I thought, but how? how did they not wreck? Okay. Okie doke.
So Crawford sucks off one of the EMTs. Takes their eye out.
Sucks them off, as we say.
And now sucks
colloquially
off the other
one. Connie's sucking out someone's eye.
To get to their brain.
Mm-hmm. That's the snake man. That's him.
Oh, like an unhoused man strapped to a chair, covered, or to a gurney, covered in his own vomit. And I was like, really? Do we have? Okay.
Everybody's got a vomit in this movie. And I don't mind.
And he's like, I saw the snake man.
That's the snake man. I laughed so hard at him too. But Barbara Crampton's in the van. She's headed back to, she just can't leave the fucking resonator alone.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And she knows that Crawford is headed back there as well.
Right.
And I said she's headed back to the house for one last horny hurrah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love alliteration.
Mm-hmm.
And we see the chalk outline of Ken Foray's body. It's so fucking funny. We find out she's not horny. She wants to dynamite the machine.
Also, there are no police officers here investigating the scene where a cop has been killed in like a weird and horrible way.
It was Bubba. No one liked him. We always talked about his hard-ons.
Or his football days. Everyone's like, you didn't actually get 4 touchdowns in one game.
So the machine turns itself back on as she places what looks like one of those styrofoam plates with ground beef you would buy at the Giant Eagle, but it has dynamite on it.
Styrofoam. Okay, got it.
And she places it. And I was like, wait, how do you notice that a detonator?
She just does. She's a psychiatrist.
Of course. Oh my God. So the machine gets turned back on. She bites off Crawford's pineal gland.
She bites the dick. I felt so sorry for Barbara Crampton having to put that thing in her mouth. And then
not for Jeffrey Combs, who loses his pineal gland?
No. The actor Barbara Crampton. Now his forehead looks like a butthole. It's just a little gaper right there in the middle of his forehead.
And Pretorius shows back up.
Oh my God,
he's like,
go home, Edward.
There's so much of him now. He's so much goofy.
Why is this happening to his body?
Yes.
Okay.
He has a huge dumper and tiny legs.
He's a huge dumper. He would not be able to haul that thing around on tiny legs. He's like a corgi times 10. This is Stuart Gordon just being like, an old creepy man scientist assaults a pretty young woman. It's like, we know what you jerk it to, my dude. You don't have to keep telling us.
So Crawford is calling Pretorius a limp dick loser, basically. He's like, we know why you're doing this. You could never get it up.
Mm-hmm.
You're a limp dick loser.
Mm-hmm.
And Pretorius is like, oh yeah, well I can fly now.
Yes, I do like the flying monster thing quite a bit.
And then the flying monster thing eats Crawford's head.
It sure does. But don't worry, Barbara Crampton's going to be okay because there's a benevolent salamander that tries to free her.
Yeah, a bunch of them that come and bite her bondage off.
Why?
Yes.
Because
she's so horny, they want her to be free. Be free, my horny friend.
Be free, my horny friend. And meanwhile, Pretorius just keeps morphing into grosser and grosser shit. At this point, he's basically just like an ooze heap that's birthing Crawford and then swallowing him again.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like,
and
what?
The steps are pouring water for some inexplicable reason.
Why? What in the actual fuck is this? Are you okay?
And now Crawford's body is birthing Pretorius?
I think so. After they are entwined in the bonds of love.
And then Pretorius births himself?
Yeah.
It's very, very, there's a lot of birthing going on.
That's what happens when you make too much boom boom. I have to tell you.
Too many babies.
Too many babies / too many shits. We're not sure. We don't know what the phrase means.
So she jumps out the window, which is obviously 100% Barbara Crampton jumping out that window. Well, totally. You're no different. No. It's a 6'5" man.
It's a beautiful Barbara Crampton. Her leg is gnarly.
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
Like, our whole kneecap is out.
Yes. And the neighbors there's a ton of neighbors sudden in the driveways immediately. And they're like, oh, we always knew this would happen, you know?
And I love it because from where that house, when we see the front of that house, there can't be anything around that house.
Especially to get there that quickly on foot. Yeah.
So just like that house and then a suburban street right across the street from it.
Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, yeah, we live in the development over there.
We called the ambulance. They're coming for you.
Yeah, that's Bunny's mom again. Bunny and Bunny's mom are here. Bunny is no worse for wear after licking the stump of Pretorius's body.
Oh my God.
And she says, what happened in there? And Barbara Crampton says, it ate him, and then cackles, sobs, and then cackles, fade to black. I would like you to read my last note aloud, please.
If I may.
And do it in my voice.
What the fuck, Alan?
What the fuck, Alan?
Oh, listening to the exact reaction I wanted from this.
I mean, I went into it with a bad attitude.
A bad attitude, if you will.
And I was pretty sure there was going to be some sexual assault on it.
Sure.
Because that's the vibe. Holy ghost.
And in my defense, this was all based on Barbara
Crampton. No, you did not get to defend yourself.
Barbara Crampton posted a hot picture of herself in BDSM wear.
And you were like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, we should watch that. Yeah,
I got to get horned up for that.
What am I going to do with this horn? A question you pose to all your friends.
What am I going to do about this hard on? My God.
Katie.
What?
I'd like to invite you to a part of the podcast we call the ratings phase. 10 is it? All right. What next?
Why don't you go ahead and go first?
This movie is ridiculous.
Yep.
And it sets out to be nothing but.
Yep.
Does exactly what it achieves, or it just set out to do. It achieves it.
Yep.
Giving it a 6.
Dude, no. Wrong. It's a 2. I hated it.
What about Babs Cramps?
What? What?
In bondage gear?
What?
What about what? Ken for his hard on?
That's why it got 2. For his tiny undies and for him saying that line, that's why it gets 2. 2 points.
What am I going to do with this?
I have some ideas. I don't know. Like, there are things that can resolve this issue. I think you would know that.
Stick it in a jar of peanut butter and see what happens.
Yeah. Dig yourself a peanut butter hole. Fuck.
Katie.
Alan.
Can I read you a rating that we got on Apple's iTunes, which I don't think exists anymore?
Apple's iTunes?
Apple's iTunes.
Steve Jobs, Apple's iTunes. Yeah, go for it.
Great, funny podcast.
Oh, thank you.
5 stars.
Thank you.
Only good thing about Mondays is this podcast.
Oh my God, yes, Garfield, I agree.
I don't even like horror movies, but love listening to these two discuss them.
Oh, how did you end up here?
I know.
Yeah.
Easily one of the best and funniest podcasts of all time.
Oh my God.
I hope they never die so this podcast never ends.
Okay, that's really sweet, but like...
Also a curse.
That's a bit of a curse. You just might have cursed us. But that means you have to live forever too, because what good is us putting out the episodes if you're dead?
Yeah, take that, Nabzib.
Nabzib, think this through before you curse us. Thank you so much for leaving us a review.
You're really kind.
Can you guys all do that? Everybody?
Everyone?
Everybody? 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 Everybody?
If you're within the sound of our voice,
it's we me, have one you, voice. And the cat. Yeah.
Go leave us a review.
Please do. Stop a good around. One, though. Only a good one.
Yeah.
Only a good one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
if you leave a bad one, Alan and I are going to text each other about it for an entire workday. I mean, it rolls off our back. Oh, buddy.
My favorites are the ones that where the star rating and the review don't match up.
Yeah.
Although, like, they'll accidentally give us 5 stars. Be like, this fucking guy is the worst. He laughs. Or 1 star, and this is my favorite podcast. Just look, I love these.
Did you not click right? Click right.
Katie.
Alan.
What shall we do next week?
Let's do a movie that you suggested I show to my 6-year-old, which is a good thing you're not a parent.
I said I heard that people were showing it to their children.
Yeah.
Not that I think you should.
No, you're right.
But I was just saying, I was Donald Trumping it and saying, you know, a lot of people are saying.
However, you did suggest that it would be okay for me to show her Killer Clowns from Outer Space, which then I rewatched and was like, oh no, beheadings, all sorts of things.
Hey, I got a vasectomy. I never have to make these decisions.
I like that the vasectomy has made you a nice spicy meatball. Brought you that tiramisu. You think you're one of us now.
I'm going to fuck that tiramisu up.
I don't know. I'm still stuck on Ken Foray putting his penis into a jar of peanut butter. And that just like gave me something. You can keep the Tupperware, I guess is what I'm saying.
No,
I don't want to talk about it anymore. Mm-mm. Five Nights at Freddy's. We're doing Five Nights at Freddy's. I hope you guys like it. And all of that to say, we shall do another episode next week.
For NABZIB, we have to keep going.
We have to keep going.
For all eternity.
What if I really live for all eternity?
Just to do this podcast.
Well, do I have to work still or can I just do the podcast?
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll have to talk to NABZIB.
Because it's like, you're going to have to still be making money, you know?
It's true.
How am I going to live?
It's true.
Is NABZIB going to fund our lifestyle? Although I guess if we have thousands of episodes, maybe we'll have thousands of patrons.
It's true.
Okay. All right. Well, if we can work it so that we can just do the podcast, I'll live forever.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
Figure it out, Stuart Gordon.
Oh, he's no longer.
I don't want him involved in this project. No.
You don't want some creepy doctor ripping my shirt off.
No. Fondling your boob with this gigantic hand. Look like my hands.
It's comically large. No, it doesn't. It
absolutely does.
Come back for Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
It's on the Peacock right now.
That's great.
And we love you. Thank you for being patrons. If you're patrons, thank you for listening, even if you're not.
If you'd like to be a patron, you can do that by going to www.patreon.com/werewolfambulance.
That's HTTP colon.
Wait, is it secure? It might be HTTPS.
Ooh.
I'm not sure because there's financial transactions.
Go to Patreon and search for Werewolf Ambulance. You'll
find
us.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. You're smart.
Or if you just Google Patreon Werewolf Ambulance.
You should find it that way too. Yeah. We just recorded. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, stop searching Werewolf Ambulance Alan's feet and go and look for
it. Does autofill that, which I think we should just start posting the pics.
Yeah.
What if that was a Patreon thing? I mean, we'll talk about it.
I'm saying I'm open to doing OnlyFans if people are interested.
That could be good money for you. We just recorded our most recent Patreon episode for action movies, which normally we let our patrons vote.
Yeah.
I decided that after they made me watch Space Jam that I would be picking this month. And for some fucking reason, I picked the DMX Jet Li film Cradle to the Grave.
Cradle to the Grave. Like Prince wrote the movie.
Yes. It's a fun episode.
It is a fun, much more fun than the movie.
Yep.
I do love the idea of a vengeance pick that just comes back and bites you right in the ass. Your own petard. Hoisted on it.
It's like, why don't I ever learn anything?
Why would you bother?
Oh, man, because being fun is better than knowing things.
Ba-bam.
Ba-bam. Oh, wait, we didn't do this for Barbara Crampton's tits.
Thanks, Babs.
I mean, would they need to be acknowledged?
Yeah.
Well, on that note.
I acknowledged them. Oh, God.
What are you going to do with that hard on? I got to get out of here before things get weird.
I don't know. Not much. I'm 50.
Probably just take a little napper. You're not 50 yet. You've got 4 months to go.
I know.
Yeah. Less than 4 months.
Thank you.
I'm just counting down.
Someone recently bought Werewolf Ambulance t-shirts on pillows,
mm-hmm.
and they look fucking fantastic. Mm-hmm. There's a picture on our Discord of their pillow.
It looks so cuddly.
It looks so nice.
I didn't know it printed on both sides.
Yeah.
That's rad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go get some pillows with our faces on them.
My God, would it be too jerking off in the mirror for me to get one?
No. I really want to release the What is it that everybody wants to
get fingered?
Get fingered as a pillow so people can have it.
I love that. I've also ruined that song because it came on my playlist yesterday while I was making Thanksgiving food. Yeah. And I was singing it to Rob and I changed it to Everybody Wants to Get Fingered. And of course, he doesn't listen to this show. And he was like, what? What? So cool.
Have you turned on the horny machine in the attic again?
No. My resonator.
All right, go about your business.
Yeah,
enjoy
we're done.
The rest of your Monday.
I hope it's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. All see. Right.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Werewolf Ambulance.
Bye.
Shit, I don't know. Bye.
What are you gonna do with this hard on? What are you gonna do?
Oh. Bye.